Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Class Action Fairness and Federal Courts Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On March 19, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Standard Fire Insurance Company v. Knowles. The question in this case was whether a named plaintiff in a state class action can, before the class is certified, preclude removal of the case to federal court by purporting to limit the damages sought for punitive class members to less than $5 million, the threshold that triggers the right of removal under the Class Action Fairness Act of 2005, or CAFA. In an opinion delivered by Justice Breyer, the court held unanimously that the plaintiff's pre-certification stipulation could not bind the punitive class and therefore did not limit the amount in controversy for the purposes of removal to federal court under CAFA. The court vacated the contrary decision of a lower appellate court and remanded the case for further proceedings. To discuss the case, we have Brian Fitzpatrick, who is a professor of law at Vanderbilt Law School. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Fitzpatrick.
Last week, the Supreme Court issued its opinion in Standard Fire Insurance v. Knowles. This was the first case in which the court considered a provision of the Class Action Fairness Act of 2005, better known by its acronym CAFA. CAFA is a very important and very controversial piece of tort reform legislation that Congress enacted in order to make it easier for corporations to remove class action cases filed in state court to federal court. The business community wanted this freedom because it has long believed that certain state court jurisdictions are biased against corporations and that federal courts are more impartial. The question in this case was whether clever plaintiffs can evade the expanded federal court jurisdiction in CAFA and keep class action cases in state court by stipulating that they will not accept any recovery in excess of CAFA's $5 million jurisdictional threshold. The Supreme Court unanimously held that they could not. In this case, Greg Knowles brought his suit against Standard on behalf of a class of Arkansas residents, alleging that Standard routinely underpaid Arkansas residents on homeowners' insurance claims. Knowles' suit was based on Arkansas law, and he filed it in Arkansas state court. Before CAFA was enacted, most federal courts believed they could hear a class action based on state law only if every member of the class had more than $75,000 at stake in the suit. CAFA changed that. Now federal courts can hear class actions no matter how little each class member has at stake, so long as the class as a whole has more than $5 million at stake. Standard attempted to remove Knowles' case to Arkansas federal court on this basis, that the case was worth more than $5 million. But to defeat this, Knowles stipulated that the class would not accept any portion of a recovery greater than $5 million. The federal court in Arkansas agreed that this stipulation deprived it of jurisdiction and sent the case back to state court. The Eighth Circuit affirmed. The Supreme Court unanimously reversed in a short opinion written by Justice Breyer. Although it is common for plaintiffs to evade federal court jurisdiction in individual litigation by stipulating to damages under the $75,000 jurisdictional threshold still applicable in individual suits, the court held here that such stipulations cannot evade federal jurisdiction in class action cases. This was the case because stipulations of this sort cannot be binding at the outset of a class action suit. At the time a class action suit is filed, neither the plaintiff who filed the case nor the attorney who represents him or her has the authority to speak for the rest of the class. That authority does not come until much later, when a court decides that the plaintiff and attorney are adequate representatives under a strict legal process known as class certification. As the Supreme Court made clear 2 years ago in Smith v. Bayer, before this point of class certification, nothing the plaintiff or the attorney does can be binding on the rest of the class. This includes, the court held here, stipulations capping the class's damages. I agree with the court's decision. Had the court ruled otherwise, it would have left class actions in state court until the state court had certified them but decided the stipulation was unfair to the class. Although corporations could have removed such cases to federal court at that point, the certification decision would have already been made by the state court, and I'm not sure whether a federal court would have reexamined it. Certification is the most important decision a judge will make in a class action case. It would have defeated much of the purpose of CAFA to leave such decisions in the hands of the state court judges that Congress was worried would be biased against corporate defendants. In short, the court's decision in this case was a small win for the business community and for the Congress that enacted the Class Action Fairness Act of 2005.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.